Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? I am so super pumped to have our guest today, Terry Dean. Now, Terry is an incredible internet marketer who's got a great story. And Terry, having you on this show teaching just about autoresponders to me is like having time with Wayne Gretzky, and he only teaches you how to tie up your hockey skates.
Well, I think it's better than that, at least, because autoresponders and email in general drive a vast majority of my profits and all my clients' profits.
See, and I love that. Well, tell us a little about you and your story. I mean, how did you get into internet marketing? I understand that you started out as a pizza delivery guy first. Is that right?
I did. We're talking way back in the Stone Age of the internet, when dinosaurs roamed the internet in 1996. And I first heard some stories about people succeeding online. And it was really interesting to me, because at that point in time, I was delivering pizzas for Little Caesars for $8 an hour. And I had tried a lot of things, ways to start my own business. I had tried doing direct mail. I had tried door-to-door sales. I was a network marketing failure, going somewhere to happen with a bunch of junk in our basement at the time. But still, I had a supportive wife who said, yes, you can do this. I know you can do this. I heard the stories about the internet, went out and bought my first PC at Best Buy. It was like $2,500 for a PC and monitor that was a Pentium 75.
I remember those days. Yes.
It was a paperweight. And I taught myself to use the PC and got online. And basically, my very beginning of marketing online was I got a hold of some materials by Jay Abraham and Gary Halbert, like some of their real low-cost materials that they had, and studied basics of direct marketing. I said, okay, what do they teach in direct marketing, direct mail? How will it apply to the internet, and what can I do online with it? And so then I got a hold of licenses to some VHS videos. We're really dating ourselves there. VHS videos, especially self-help, things like Mark Victor Hansen, things like this. And I started marketing online on the old CompuServe boards and it's kind of funny, because I was thinking about this today as I was writing some emails. I originally, from 1996, I started with content marketing. The method has changed.
Wow.
These techniques have changed, but the overall strategy stayed the same. Back then, it was I posted content, gave value on some of the CompuServe boards, and asked them to contact me if they wanted to get a free report. And if they contacted me, I got them on an email list and started again publishing more content and selling those videos to them. And that's, we follow almost a similar process today. We just have a whole lot better tools.
Wow. Well, I got two questions real quick for you. Number one, did the VHSs come in beta 2? I remember you brought me back to the days when I had a Commodore 64 and trying to learn how to program that thing. It's like, man, when you talk about CompuServe, that's way back there.
it is way back there. And no, my videos didn't come in beta also, but the fact that I know that baits me also.
There you go. That's awesome. So tell me about the early days of email marketing. What was it like, and how do you see it evolving, or how did it evolve over time?
Well, originally, I got started, I had to use old software that was originally used by some of the spammers online who first came on in line and were just sending spam. I had to use some of that software that ran from my own computer. Okay, we didn't have autoresponders. And I feel like, we had to walk uphill both ways back in those days. But we built a list from this and would email out. And I would email out once a week. In the first few years, it's kind of funny. My subject line I kept running was Web Gold is Here, which is the title of my newsletter, which is a really stupid subject line. But it worked anyway, because it built a brand there that I kept sending out the content weekly to my list. It happened is the same thing that happens now, which is we send out content, we make sales, we run specials. And I really started getting a large reputation online. It was a little bit later on, about 2 years into my business online, is when I first started creating a lot of my products, teaching others about internet marketing, because after selling those videos, people started saying, okay, how are you doing this? How are you making a living online? And so it was just natural to start teaching some of it. And then you move forward maybe about another 2 years, so we're up to about 2000. And I got invited to start speaking at a lot of internet conferences. And at the conferences, I started issuing a challenge that they would see me at the conference, send out an email, and I would produce at least $10,000 over the weekend from an email sent to my list.
Wow.
And I did this at multiple conferences, the biggest one being $96,250 for the weekend that was produced from an email to my list. And those are some exciting emails sent out. I remember one of them that was really funny. It wasn't the big one. I wish it was, but one of the other ones, which was, I think we did somewhere in the like 30 grand range overall for this, and I had to send several emails. But I sent an email, and I actually misspelled my own domain name on the email that was sent out on Friday. We still had about 100 orders at lunchtime from that email from people who figured out that they how to spell it correctly because they knew me and they knew my brand. And then I had to send out another email on that one saying, hey, okay, I screwed up on the link. Here's the correct link to come purchase. And that's really funny when you're in front of a crowd and you send out a link that's wrong.
Oh, man. And we've all done it. You know, matter of fact, I just sent an email to somebody who spelled their name differently from the normal Nicole. And it's like, I had to go, I'm sorry. So I think everybody's done that and gets it. So from an email standpoint, today, what kind of tools do you recommend? I mean, what are the de facto tools that your go-to stuff?
Well, there are so many good autoresponder systems that I don't want to sit here and say, hey, you need to use this autoresponder, you need to use that one. I mean, there's AWeber, there's GetResponse, there's Infusionsoft, there's even systems that run on your own server. And which one do you run? You know, I honestly don't care. Mm-hmm. I have clients who use all of the ones I just named at this point in time and are extremely profitable with them. The key is all of these tools give you the ability to let the entire system run inside the email. All you've got to do is concentrate on producing good order, producing emails and content that goes out to the list. And I'm sure we're going to talk about some of the methods I use for that, but it's all about what we're writing and who we're speaking to.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people on this podcast and others, I mean, they have a constant contact or eye contact, email contact, AWeber, whatever it is. And, you know, they're just using it as a broadcast email system. They don't really understand what an autoresponder is. So can you talk about why you want to use that and what it does?
Okay, well, in my system, I end up doing both. So I do both autoresponders and broadcast, and all my clients do the same. So the reason we use autoresponders initially in a sequence is you actually create a sequence of emails that when somebody first joins your list, they're going to go through this sequence in order. So they're going to get, if they join today, they're going to get email number one. Tomorrow, they might get email number two. On down the road, they'll get email number three, all in order. If somebody joins 6 months from now, they get the same order. So they're still going to get the first email, second email, third email. It's very important to install an autoresponder series. I have every single one of my clients has an autoresponder series, even if we do a lot of broadcasts. The reason is you want that first sequence to make a connection with the prospect. You want it to make a connection with you and let them know who you are. Basically, it's almost like we're running the rerun so that they get to know who you are. A good example is in the autoresponder sequence, somewhere in the very first week, I always have every client produce an origin story. So their origin story, and the origin story simply means, why are you in this business? How did you get started in this business? Why did you choose this business? What are you so passionate about in this business that you have to talk about it? We get that into the first week as an email somewhere to make a connection with the prospect and let them know why we're there. And see, if we only sent broadcasts, that means that somebody who'd come into our list would miss out on that personal connection and that plan that we make over those first few weeks or even first few months in the autoresponder sequence.
So the autoresponder sequence, if somebody signs up for one of your lists, then you set that autoresponder sequence to go in that, not just people that are buying products or doing certain things. Is that right?
Yes, buying goes out to everyone. So everyone who comes onto the list is going to get the initial autoresponder sequence.
That's awesome. So how do you define, what is a great autoresponder sequence? I mean, how many are you doing? How often do you do them? What kind of things?
Well, for a great autoresponder sequence is one that produces sales. That's the best way to define it first.
Good point.
And I have to make that definition because a lot of people look at other stats, and we can use other stats to help gauge our progress and compare one email to another. And some of those stats we might look at are open rates or click-through rates and things like this. But at the end, the only thing that really matters is, are we producing sales or are we not? And are we increasing the sales or not? I mean, I don't care if you have an 80% open rate. If you're not making any sales, it doesn't matter. We're like, here's a stat that everyone looks at and is totally wrong to even be thinking about that much, and that's the unsubscribe rate. Mm-hmm. I like, in many cases, you'll find that the good producing autoresponder sequences that make a lot of sales might have a slightly higher unsubscribe rate on those. So on those, you might have a little higher unsubscribe rate, and it doesn't matter if we're producing buyers. Something I always ask every client, if they come back and they're concerned about their unsubscribe rate, I ask them, are they buyers that are unsubscribing? Because I'm concerned if we start losing the people who are giving us money. Mm-hmm. But if they were just people who joined our list and they drop off for whatever reason, they're not passionate about the subject, they're not buyers, then that's just to be assumed because we're sorting and sifting through our leads and choosing the right ones. Now, how do we do the sequence and how do we set it out? Well, what you're going to end up doing with most autoresponder sequences is, just to give you a comparison here, I have some clients who are on the short end, the autoresponder sequence might be 10 emails total. Okay. On the, my, like one of mine is 78 emails right this minute.
Oh my.
Okay, 78. I have a client that we have 5 years of autoresponder emails in his sequence.
Okay. Wow.
So there's a variation here. And what you'll find with this is that with most of these, I start off the autoresponder sequence. It depends on the market that we're in. For most of these markets, we'll start off the autoresponder sequence somewhere around 3 emails a week on average. Okay, so that means, you know, 1 email immediately, and we'll have 2 more that first week, and generally on that process starting out. And we might change it around and move. To give you an example, my sequence right now is right at 4 emails a week. That's how many I sent out, because I took it up to like six, and I seen the unsubscribe rate went up, the sales weren't doing quite as well. I pulled it back down to 4, and 4 was just what seemed to fit mine best. Now, that might be a little too frequent for a business-to-business market of some types. So if we have, you know, a real estate agent who's listening to us and say, well, my audience doesn't listen to me 4 times a week, well, that might be true. Unless, you know, they're looking for a house right now, they might want to hear from you a lot. Okay, but depending on what market you're in, we might move that back to once a week. So you could say once a week is the minimum, and generally daily is the maximum, and we vary it by the market that we're in.
Dude, that's fabulous. Outstanding stuff. Thank you very, very much. And you know, that's the thing that a lot of people don't think about. And what I see is people just create email lists and they just start broadcasting one thing to everybody rather than segmenting and thinking about them differently. So that's awesome advice. Speaking of which, I know that you have a system that helps people to better understand autoresponders. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's the course Autoresponder Alchemy. And this course, first I'll talk about one of the big bonuses that come with the course. And the bonus that comes with the course is what I call the $1 million emails. And I took one of my email sequences, which had 80 emails in it, and I actually went through and examined each of the emails and templated it. So why did I do – I basically went back and reexamined why I wrote the email exactly the way I did, because I've done this over years. And I said, okay, here's the template. Here's why I did this. Here's where you put this. This is why I put this here. This is why I put this information here. And I basically broke out the entire 80 emails, giving you all these different types of emails as templates. There's the original email. There's the template that you follow to give everyone a step-by-step system to model emails. The reason I seen that as so important was when I first started online is I really learned copywriting by modeling other people's sales letters. I learned from, again, like I said, Gary Halbert and John Carlton and Jay Abraham, a lot from John Carlton back then. And I would sit down to write a headline. How did I write my first headlines? I would pull out really good producing headlines and I'd model them. I wouldn't copy them word for word, but I'd model the concept of it. And so I created a whole email sequence so that you could do the exact same thing to make your emails much quicker and easier to use by following my templates. So not only can you model them, but you get to see step by step why I did them the way I did. And even in some cases, it's fill in the blanks of here's what I want you to put here. Here's what you want to write here. Here's the content that you want to put here for this. And this is what the content's about. And here's how we're going to make turn it into a sale. Along with that, that's the bonus that comes with the course. And then the course itself is a step-by-step system over a total of 8 weeks, teaching you how to write the entire autoresponder sequence and to do email broadcasts and even to do integrate such things as a limited time special inside of an autoresponder, because a lot of people don't know that. But you can build a limited time special, such as a special that's only good for like the next 3 to 4 days, right inside of an autoresponder sequence itself, and it'll run correctly for everybody who comes through.
Wow, that's awesome. So if people want to contact you and get to know you better, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They could contact me over at mymarketingcoach.com also, which of course there's a nice free gift on the top of that website for them.
Wow. Terry, thanks, man. This was some great stuff. I mean, it was really educational. The only way I could say it is, man, I learned a lot through this, and I really appreciate you and your time talking with me and my audience today.
Well, excellent. I'm glad to be here.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.